And welcome to Northern California. We're on the road with the Jaguars. I'm Brian Sexton. You all know Jeff Loggeman. This is Everbank West. The Jaguars will be here for the next 8 days. They'll play the Raiders and then get ready for Seattle. This is a big change in terms of the routine and the schedule, isn't it?
Well, it is. And first and foremost, you're traveling on a Friday, and you're going to play a game in a couple days. And then after that game, they'll come back to this hotel and have what will be as normal of a week of preparation as you could possibly have on the road. The amount of time that it took to load the plane was very long because of the amount of equipment that they've had to pack for the entire time that they're going to be here, which is, what, 10 days?
Tell me, have you ever done anything like this in your pro football career?
I've never done it to where it's been in the regular season, but I've done it to where you've done it in the preseason where you've traveled and maybe worked out with a team and you've stayed there for a couple days. The logistics is unbelievable, and the Jaguars have Hamza, who is handling all the logistics, and I'm sure that he was a little tense this going into this ball game.
Although you have to admit, it's a pretty good warm-up for London next month for the Jaguars to get used to being away from home for a while.
Yeah, it is, and the nice thing is that the weather's better here, obviously, than 92, 93 degrees and a lot of humidity. So that certainly will help, and I think bring a little energy to the guys.
You know, the thought was you stay out here, you take the wear and tear off the body, traveling back and forth, the dehydration, the exhaustion of flying and jet lag. How about not sleeping in your own bed and being out of the routine? I mean, is this a decided benefit for this team?
If you're Brad Meester.
Yeah, that's great.
If you're Brad Meester, this is heaven. I mean, you know, you get a week's reprieve from having a whole bunch of kids. And some guys probably same way where they have multiple kids. But for some guys, you know, getting away from the comfort of going home at night to the family, the wife and kids, it's a little bit different. But, you know, it's also an opportunity for a team to maybe, you know, bond. And I don't want to say that, hey, they're going to sing Kumbaya every night together or anything like that. But, you know, sometimes – getting on the road and spending time with your teammates can be a good thing because you can get to know them, and we know that this football team has a lot of new faces, so maybe they'll get to know each other a little bit better.
Well, and that's something that Gus Bradley told us this week on his radio show, that this might not be the ideal situation for a veteran team, but for where this team is this year, this seems to make a lot of sense.
You know what I took away from what Gus said on our Thursday night show? You'll probably remember this. You know, he said that they were trying to figure out all the different ways in which people would travel and what's the best way to have success on the road. He said, you know, he said, of all the studies that we did in Seattle, he said, we kind of came to one conclusion. The better team that we had was the better team that traveled and had success.
When you have better players, it makes everything that much easier. On the road with the Jaguars, we'll be here or Seattle or somewhere on the West Coast next weekend.